This is member-supported Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette, online at WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth in Studio A with a special guest today to talk about what is happening with the Superior Arts Youth Theater. It's director Jelena McLean. Welcome to the studio this morning.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to have you back. So we're talking about a classic tale, and in this case, a classic Disney adaptation of a tale, Alice in Wonderland, and this is the junior version for the stage that'll be happening this month here in Marquette. Could you tell us a little bit about what people could expect from this version of this very classic tale?
Right. So this version, Alice in Wonderland Junior, is very similar to the Disney cartoon movie version of Alice in Wonderland. So you're going to hear a lot of the same music. The music for the stage version, though, is a little bit more upbeat than it is in the movie. A little faster-paced music as well. But it showcases the whole Alice in Wonderland movie, and we're going very Disney with it. So it's over-the-top silly characters, and you still have your scary Queen of Hearts, but I know there are so many different versions of Alice out there right now, and a lot of them are really dark and really spooky.
Right.
And there are moments of dark, but overall, our version of Alice is very lighthearted and fun, so bring the young kids. It's only a 60-minute version of the show, and we'll get you in and out with an intermission in about an hour 15. So for young ones, it's a great intro to theater for them. Come see the show and have time to get up, walk around, take a break, and not be too antsy in your seat. I'd really love to see some young families on the audience for this one.
Absolutely. And when we talk about young people involved with theater, it sounds like there's also another large amount of kids that are involved with this production. Could you tell us about maybe the volume of children that are involved with this production this time?
Of course. So yes, this show features 75 youth, and it's all ages 8th grade and under. So our oldest in the show right now is 15 years old, and the youngest is 3. So we've got our young group of little rock lobsters. So if you've seen the show, you've got your little rock lobsters with the dodo bird, and then it goes up to 15, and our 15-year-old right now is in the role of Mad Hatter in our production. So, yes, a very wide range of youth in our show. There will also be a wide range of youth working backstage. So it's a great opportunity for them to get involved. Our backstage crew, a lot of times, are kids who didn't feel comfortable auditioning or had never been in theater at all before, and so aren't really sure what the experience is like. And so we're really grateful to offer technical experiences as well as on stage experiences, because our youth come out then and they're like, oh, I want to be on stage. Or they take on these huge leadership positions on our tech crew and grow into these big tech leaders who are expressing themselves through building sets and painting and getting a bunch of things done with our organization that I personally, growing up, like, I never got that experience. And so to see these kids going from age 8 and come in and building the set pieces and working with tools and painting and then growing into the kids who are backstage going, hey, you need to be on stage for your next scene. Hey, actors, we're here to help you out. Like, let's get this set piece going. And getting a voice, even off stage, is so cool to see. But, yeah.
That's wonderful that there's such opportunities for leadership. I mean, whether it's on stage, off stage. And I guess one of my questions is, do you see any of that kind of blending over time with some of the repeat children that are coming back to be parts of more productions? Like, have you seen maybe some of the younger folks, as they grow, whether on stage, do they maybe also take on some behind-the-scenes roles?
Oh, for sure.
Or the opposite effect, where you see maybe someone who's doing, like, some stage managing say, you know what, maybe I'll actually audition this time.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes, because they want to get the experience and just try it out, they're like, you know, I'm going to go out for a show this time. So sometimes our tech crew does end up auditioning and getting into productions. And sometimes our actors do the opposite, where they're like, you know, I've been acting for a couple shows, but I really want to try tech crew. And so that's something that's been really cool to see, too, is there's so many different skills being built within these kids. Because our actors are standing up now, either they are too old to be in the 8th grade and under production, and they're like, oh, I want to still be involved with the youth theater in some way, and I've never done crew before, and it looks like so much fun. And so they come back and they're running Spotlight for us then, or running Flies backstage. And so, yeah, it's super cool to see both sides working together and then switching sides. Like, not to say That there are sides in theater. I know a lot of, there is a stigma that comes with that, where people are like, well, you've got the technicians and the actors.
It's the in front or behind of the curtain.
Exactly.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. And that's totally not the thing with our organization. Like, everyone wants to work on the production at any capacity that they can get involved with, which is like the coolest thing to see. And I support that 100% because there is no role that's more important than any other role in our productions. Like, we need everyone that we have. Like, every child that's in the show has a part that is important for the production to continue. And so there are no small parts. There are no small parts. Like, everything needs to be there for it to work as a cohesive machine. Yeah. And that includes, like, the spotlight to the Rock Lobster. Like, we need you, and we need you to work your hardest to give our community the show they deserve. So that's something, too, that we're instilling, is this work ethic to come together for this greater good, which is also, like, an amazing feeling for me as a director to see these kids go, oh, my gosh, like, our community is coming to support us, and we're putting on this show that we're so proud of for them. Like, it's just such, like, a humbling experience, because you're like, oh, my gosh, you guys care so much about this show, and I'm so proud of all of the work you've put in, and now you get to be proud of yourselves.